She is one of the most recognized names out of Bulgaria in recent years. She slayed at Eurovision and her career keeps on going. It is Victoria.
Hello.
Hello, darling. It's so good to see you.
So good to see you too.
Now, I want to cut straight to the chase. I've just heard this new track, The Worst. And the moment I heard it, I was like, this is Victoria. Your voice was there. You know, the spirit was there. Could you just tell us about writing this beautiful song?
You know, it's a funny story because we started writing it during the Eurovision contest when we were in the hotel in Rotterdam. It was we were in that kind of moment when we were just staying at the hotel doing nothing, just waiting for the rehearsals and some other interviews and stuff like this. And I was like, why just can we start a session or something? There was a piano in the room that we were staying the whole time, and also there was this stage that Frank Sinatra Once Upon a Time has been singing there. And I was like, maybe we should just get inspired and write a song. And we just started writing something on the piano, just jamming around some melodies and this the lyrics, Nobody's Born a Villain. We started from that kind of idea. And yeah, basically, Eurovision and the hotel and Frank Sinatra, everything, we were so inspired.
It's really interesting to hear that. You know, at times the lyrics are a little dark. You know, you say, you're the worst. I'll make sure that nobody loves you. It's almost like being trapped, maybe in a hotel or being in a prison. I guess, what's the message here? What energy or vibe are you releasing?
I don't think it's exactly a message. It's more of a personal story of mine. I was just thinking about how can we tweak the lyrics so people can relate in different ways. Like always, I like to write abstract lyrics because everyone can relate in different way. But my point of view was that there are so many people sometimes in your life that are pushing you and making you feel like you're the worst person. And the lyrics, you're the worst, I will make sure that nobody loves you. It's this voice in your head that is telling you that you are the worst and you're putting yourself all the time because of other people who are making you feel like you're the villain in the whole story. And you're just a good person who is trying to live its life like in the best way. But you know, sometimes in our lives we meet people that are very toxic for us and we just have to let them go.
Amen. Absolutely. I think we can all relate to this.
Yes.
And you know, the Eurovision journey, you're in the public eye, right? You were basically Miss Bulgaria for 2 years. It was a lot of attention. Did you find that people tried to make you the villain sometimes?
Maybe, yeah, but in a hidden way, not that obvious. But I had some hard times after Eurovision, and if some of them were because of people who are been, I don't know, maybe not jealous, but they were just mean, you know. And I just experienced that, and because I'm a good person, and I always try to find the good side of people, and sometimes it hurts, but that's how can I say it? That's life, maybe, and that's our path through life. We meet these kind of people, and we just have to leave it, just let it go.
Yeah, let go of the worst so you can be the best, honestly.
Yeah.
Now, you, of course, are very creative. You've written lots of songs recently, but this is the one you chose to be your first song after Eurovision. Why did you go with the worst?
Because that was maybe inspired because of Eurovision and the whole process there. And I really wanted to release it. I even wanted to release it earlier, but I didn't have that chance because we, you know, it was summer. We had so many stuff to do. Also, my team, they were so also so busy. And it's very hard to work from distance and to finish some whatever. If it's from distance, it's always very, very hard. But still, we were working during the whole summer on the song. And also I wrote another one that I'm going to release next month. But the worst, I just really love that song. I relate so much to it and I just feel it. And it's very personal for me as a story. And just the sounds in it, it's a bit different, I think. It's still me, but it still has this, you know, it's upgraded in a way.
Yeah, evolution, you know, because it's still you, but it feels, I love the synth. I mean, when I heard the synth, I was like, ooh, tingles. It gives it more layer, you know, more texture. Were you deliberately trying to sort of evolve or did it just happen naturally, organically?
I think it just happened. As I said, we started with this idea, just the melody, Nobody's Born a Villain, and the whole pre-chorus. We started with this to write the song. And then I was like, why just can't we make something very, like, unexpected in the chorus? And just to, I don't know, to feel like fire in you, just to hit you. Yeah. And with that kind of idea, it just happened naturally. And when I heard it, I was like, yes, that's what I want.
Well, at the moment, you have this lovely animated video, and it's actually very effective. You know, it clearly is a drawing of you, and we see the tear, there's the passion, the fire you were speaking of. Will there be another video? Will we see the real Victoria?
Not exactly. There's going to be a live session, live video from me singing it. And basically semi-live, maybe, if I can say it like that. Because I'm going to be a part of something really big very soon. It's called Midim. And we had to shoot three songs, singing live. And we made it like a short movie. It's 12 minutes. And there will be also Ugly Cry live version. And the next song that I'm going to release, it's very cool. I really love it. And I can't wait to show it to the world.
And does that song have a title yet? Or is it, you know, still a secret?
It's a secret.
Okay, we will wait with bated breath. And just in case people don't know, Midim is a very prestigious international festival. I think 12 artists are invited and
it's global.
Yeah, you represent your country, don't you?
Yes, that's our first participating there.
It's a huge deal. And you're going to meet and be exposed to top entertainment, you know, decision makers and professionals from around the world. So it could really, I mean, your career is already going up, but it could push you even further.
I hope so. It looks, and I didn't know what was Midim. And my team just applied me there. I didn't know that. They just told me, you're going to be a part of Midim. And I was like, what? What is this? And when I saw what is this, I was like, wow, that's so, so big, actually.
Yeah.
So many important people will see me there. And that's amazing. And again, I'm representing Bulgaria in a way. So I'm proud.
Yeah, you know, and if I'm not mistaken, the Ministry of Culture is helping support you. So yes. This is like a big deal for the country.
Yeah, they supported me. They were like, yes, we're doing it with you. And that's amazing. And I'm very thankful.
And what I love about you is like, you still seem like, you know, the same Victoria from 2 years ago. You're down to earth, approachable, like you don't have a big old head. But one thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, Eurovision's a happy place. You know, it's this adrenaline rush, but then it ends. you know, and then everyone goes back home. Is that hard, that transition from, you know, Eurovision to kind of not nothing, but to a different reality?
Yes, it's at the beginning, I didn't realize it, but then it started to become a bit harder and harder with time, because I was just missing this emotion and the adrenaline that you're talking about. And it was hard. I kind of, for a moment, lost myself, because I was like, what am I doing with my life now? But then I realized that that's a part of my life, and I just have to keep going and just keep working even a lot harder, you know, because Eurovision, it's a great platform for you know, showing me and meet so many amazing artists and people, and just amazing experience. And I had the chance to be there, so that's the most important thing, and I'm really, really thankful for that.
Did you keep any souvenirs from your stage show, like a photo of your father or the big rock?
Both of them, actually. I took, of course, the photo of my father. It's in my room. Also, I made one more picture and brought it to him so he can have it as a souvenir from Eurovision. And the rock also, it's in Bulgaria. We just couldn't, you know, throw it away. It's very special for me. And I was like, I told to my manager, Genoveva, please bring the rock home. I need it. I love it. I want it to be here.
When I came back from Rotterdam, I rode on the train with your British stage, one of your stage directors.
Yeah.
And he told me it was made of wood, and like, because it didn't look like wood to me. It looked like a rock, and it was like wood and molding and paint. And then he said a person was inside.
Yes.
You could have a great Halloween party. Honestly, you could have a rock moving around your apartment.
Yeah, so funny. But because that's a funny story, because before the rock went to Rotterdam, I went in Bulgaria just to see it before that and to try it. How can I, you know, walk on it and stuff like that? And there was a Bulgarian person turning it inside. And it was very funny. And I was imagining that I'm on the Titanic. I was just spinning around, and it was so funny.
Was it stable, or did it shake when it moved?
Yeah, it was shaking sometimes, a lot, sometimes no. It depends on the person who is turning it and at what time, because not every time was on time, even on the rehearsals. And I was like, oh my god, will I fall? Will I don't know, slip or something? But it was funny experience, you know? It was me and the person behind the rock on the stage. So that was, maybe it was funny experience for him also.
Yeah, it's kind of an intense relationship. It's like really important to get it right. Because
when should I stand up and just start walking? And he had to feel when I stand up and just start turning the rock.
Ah, so he could kind of feel or hear.
There was a time, but yeah.
Amazing. It's amazing. Now, the series, The Next Page, is this the three videos you mentioned previously, or is this something else?
It's this one. It's for Midem, because we wanted to make it like a short movie to represent myself in the best way we can. That's why it's like, you know, I always like to put something cinematic in my videos and everything I do, because I love movies and that kind of feeling. And yeah, I think it's very, very me and very interesting. And also three of the songs, they're totally different. Like The Worst, it's one vibe. Ugly Cry, you know it, it's other vibe. And the third one also, it's so different. So it's gonna be interesting. Stay tuned.
Oh, well, we are staying tuned, and we want to get a little info on this album. How far along are you with your next EP? Do you have any idea when it might drop?
Oh, I hope by the end of the next year, because I'm planning to release more music like every month. And maybe at the end, I'm just gonna put it in EP or album or something like that. I don't really have the whole idea right now because I realized that it's very cool if I just drop some music every month and so people can be with me and just hear me, listen to my stories and relate to them. And I think also the people who are supporting me the most, my fans, that they're amazing and they're waiting for music all of the time. And I'm like, maybe I should just write new songs and just release them every month. It's hard, but I think it's cool. It's interesting and it's something new for me because before that I'm doing a song now and then I have to wait some months and then release another one with the video and then wait another 2, 3, 4, 5 months. And it's, you know, it takes a lot of time. And now, music is the soul. You just have to share it with people.
Absolutely. And you actually, over the summer, I believe, or maybe it was a little later, had a songwriting camp and Vasil from North Macedonia attended. Were you working on songs for other people at Eurovision or was that your EP? What was that all about?
I wasn't a big part of the songwriting camp because I had something like a mini Bulgarian tour and I had to work most of the time during the summer, but I went for like 2 or 3 days and it was very funny. Vasil, he's amazing. He's very sweet. I love him. They were writing songs for Eurovision, I think, and also for them. I just was more like, I just wanted to be in the process just to watch and to enjoy the moments there and to be a part. But I wrote some songs, so I'm just gonna, you know, keep it and release.
Fantastic. And you know, you, of course, there was a lot of hype behind Victoria and you did great, made the final. Other artists had a different journey. You know, they didn't get to perform on the Saturday evening. Did you have any words for any of them? Were you able to discuss this with anyone? I guess, did you have a message for people like Vasil who didn't make the final?
To be honest, I don't know what it is. Like, what is the feeling? I think it's not very... You know, it's not cool. It's a bit sad when you don't go through the finals. But I also think there are so many people who are just, you know, they just move on and they just doing their stuff. They keep going and they are growing in that way. And I think even more people are more successful than others who went to the finals. So that's a lesson, life lesson, I think. Like Vasil, he's very talented and he has his career. He keeps going, working, making new songs, releasing them. So the thing is that even if you don't go through the finals, it doesn't matter. That's the end of the world.
Keep going and that's keep growing. And Victoria, I told people I was going to chat with you today and a lot of people had the same question and you can already guess, would you consider going back to Eurovision?
I would love to, but maybe in the future, not now, not next year, not maybe in the year after next year, but who knows? I don't know. I would love to try again, but I just need to keep doing my mission with music. And maybe if I feel ready again for this experience, would love to participate again.
Europe is ready. I am ready. Your fans are ready. Victoria, thank you so much. It's just so nice to catch up with you, to see you, to hear that voice. Even when you speak, it's kind of musical. It's got this sexy vibe. Do you have a final message for all of your fans on WeWe Vlogs?
I just want to thank them for all the support. They're amazing. And if they love me, to keep supporting me because I need them. And I feel with people who are supporting me, we're like family, and I'm just trying to be, to give everything of mine, like my heart, my soul, and everything. I'm doing it for them. So And of course, for them to stay safe and healthy, because in these hard times, we just, you know, have to be safe.
She is Victoria. The song is The Worst. You can stream it, watch it, download it, buy it, love it, live it. Victoria, благодаря, honey.
Oh, thank you so much. Благодаря.